Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private, parent-choice, residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is September the 22nd, 2015, and we're going to talk about therapy and the arts. My guest is Dr. Brad Reedy. Good to have you here, Brad. Good afternoon, or morning, whichever
it is. Thanks, Mom. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Brad is the owner and the clinical director of Evoke Therapy Programs in Utah. And the title of the topic is Wilderness Therapy as Seen by the Arts. But first, Brad, how is your book going? We talked to you earlier a while back in your books. How's it going?
Oh, it's been going wonderful. Thank you. I've had a lot of opportunities to go around the country and present at schools and programs and universities, and just had an event this weekend where I was speaking to a few hundred addicts at one of the local programs here. So it's been going really well. I've enjoyed a lot of the exposure and a lot of opportunities to have people in a discussion that they often don't have, talking about mental health and struggling young people. So it's been going great. Thank you.
Okay, well, very good. Well, you got a new project coming up to New York, I understand, using some art students there. And Wilderness Therapy is Seen by the Arts. So the topic is in Wilderness Therapy, and it's sort of a play. Could you tell me briefly what that's about?
Yeah, actually, in fact, the book was one of those, this is one of those doors that had opened because somebody had heard that I had just released a book that was based on my experience in Wilderness Therapy. And a producer by the name of Annie Hamburger, who has produced plays that are socially conscious in the past, approached me and wanted to see if I could work with her to help her interview families, interview children, young adults, adolescent children and their families, and talk about this journey of going into wilderness for wilderness therapy. And as we started to do the work and started to reach out to families that were interested in it, it just blossomed. And the music has been written by Kyle Henderson, and she's co-adapted the material with Seth Buckley, who is also her co-adapter for their current play, which is called Bass Track Live, and it's the story of three young women and three young men and their journey into wilderness therapy. And it's told, the narrator of the play is a mother going through the angst of having a child struggling, then making the difficult decision to send them to a wilderness program, and then the journey that she goes through at home, and that's told through the real stories of families up on the screen. It's a multimedia production, and there are real interviews from parents talking about this journey, and this mother's kind of guiding us through the story of the transformation that an entire family goes through in wilderness therapy. It's actually a really beautiful and moving piece.
It sounds like it's partly a documentary and partly a story. Is that right?
Yeah, it tells real stories, and of course, some of the creative and interesting stuff that is adapted a little bit, but it really is true to life. It tells the stories of families that have gone through it, and they use music to tell the stories, and they use specific recollections of both the students, the young people in the program, and also their parents as they went through this journey. And, you know, we did a workshop at Pace University in New York City last month, and we had a few hundred people come out just for the workshop, just for a reading workshop. And the discussion afterward, I sat on a panel with some professors talking about mental health and wilderness therapy specifically. The energy and the interest, like you've probably experienced in your career long, about wilderness therapy and about how unique it is and how it can be an effective approach, the energy at this workshop was fantastic. People just, we actually had to cut off the audience from asking questions because we were staying there so long, so late into the evening, so it was fantastic.
Oh, that sounds very good. Now, these are what would people will see. These will be actors, right? Actors playing the parts of the parents and the kids.
Yeah, the parents are themselves on the screen. The actual clients don't show up, you know, on the screen, and then their stories are portrayed by actors, and that's really one of my favorite parts about it. Whenever we try to do something in the media around wilderness therapy, I'm always sensitive and careful not to exploit the clients, you know, not to exploit their stories. But
right,
when you can have an actor tell the story, you're not exposing them. It's just the story, and it can be, it really is, as you know, in many cases, it's the story of every person that goes through this program. So I think it's a great way to tell the story and to talk about the issues without exposing the children to the public. And I think that's the medium of a play, of a musical, is a fantastic way to be able to do that.
All right. So this, you're currently in production, or is it into the editing process, or where are you at on it?
It's pre-production. It'll come out next year about this time. But there's going to be, in fact, if any of your listeners want to contact me about information where we're going to be holding pre-production readings and workshops, this is a nonprofit theater company. Our first one will be in New York on November 19th. They can email me at wilderness@evoketherapy.com, and I can give them information. I'm going to be sending out on social media all kinds of announcements to invite people to come to the reading and to also engage in another post-showing discussion about mental health and wilderness therapy. They can also go to On Guard Arts, that's ENGARDE arts.org. That's Annie Hamburger's production company site. Currently, it features Bass Track Live, her current production, but it talks about the upcoming production of Wilderness. And after October 2nd, that's going to be the dominant theme on the page as we work together to develop the story for the next several months.
Okay, well, talk a little bit about your vision. Who is the target market, I guess you could say, of people that'll see it? And what do you hope to accomplish with it?
You know, that's a great question. I think similar to her Bass Track Live, which tells the story of veterans of recent wars, it's really for anybody who has been touched by, in this case, mental health issues or addiction issues. And one of the things that I said at the last workshop when people were asking me a similar type of question is everybody knows somebody who is affected by a mental health issue or an addiction issue. And I think the biggest barrier to getting help, to moving the conversation forward in a positive, healing way for everybody involved, is shame, right? The stigma associated with mental health and addiction. And my belief is that we're all on the continuum of mental health. You know, some are farther toward one end than the other, but we're all on it, and people in our lives are affected by it. So for me, it's really, this might be too broad of a net to cast, but it's really for everybody, because everybody's affected by mental health and addiction. And many people are affected by that because they have a child or know a child who's been struggling with some of these issues. So it really is about our society and getting people into a conversation that oftentimes they wouldn't be in or wouldn't feel comfortable about or wouldn't feel like they getting them out of that isolation, that they're not the only one going through some of these things.
Wow, that's an ambitious project. You're talking about all of society, but I can see what you're talking about. About how long is this going to be when it gets when you get it finished and ready to circulate?
The current production, this will evolve over time. Mm-hmm. The current production that they've written is an hour and 40 minutes long. It's without intermission, and they're going to play around with it a little bit, but that gives you a ballpark about where it's at. It's going to tour the country. It's going to, if it's like Bass Track Live, which is what they're planning on, it'll premiere next fall at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, which is where Bass Track Live premiered. It'll show there for a while, and like Bass Track, it will then tour the country. Bass Track was seen by thousands of people in 25 different cities across the country. So the good news for families that are listening to you, the parents that are listening to you, is if they're anywhere near a reasonable-sized city, metropolitan area, they'll have the opportunity to see this play as it comes through, and even to show it to their friends so they can have a discussion about what they went through if they want to use it in that way.
So this is a different system than what we're usually familiar with movies. You go to the movie theaters or get on Netflix or what have you. It's a different one. It's a specialized, so would it be at universities or at schools in the various cities, or where would it be shown? And how? I guess my question is, how could, when a person's interested, when it comes out, how could they find it or look for it?
Well, they can go to onguardarts.org. They can also, if they want to be a part of the announcements that we are going to be facilitating over the next year, they can email me at wilderness at evoke. That's the name of the play, by the way, Wilderness. So it's wilderness@evoketherapy.com. And I'm going to introduce it to other programs. So programs have the opportunity. Other wilderness programs, other therapeutic schools have the opportunity to send that out to their people on their list so that more people can get involved in this. So it will be... It will be different in that I think it is going to change. You know, people talk about her current play, Bass Track Live, as something that's changed and saved their life. And that's the same kind of goal that we have with this project, is to get families and children into a discussion, get people into a discussion, get people understanding what what people are going through who are struggling with this. And so it'll be something that I look to be very, very moving, and it already is in its current format.
Okay, so, and I gather that the being a nonprofit, that it there won't be a charge to see it or to get it, or is there going to be a charge? How is that going to be handled?
Yeah, it'll be shown at regular playhouses, oftentimes community theaters, and there will be a charge for it, and all of the money will go toward Annie's nonprofit company. And right now, the play, the performance that we're going to be looking at in New York on November 19th, that will also be a fundraiser, because they still need funds to fund this, and to fund the travel, and to fund the actors, and to fund all of this. Right now, it's being it's cast with students from Pace University's theater department. That's the current cast, but there's going to be, of course, expansion and needs, and so it'll be a very reasonable fee, but it'll have a fee and a ticket at a playhouse near you.
Okay. Well, what's the I forget if you'd mentioned it. What's the title of it?
The title is a simple one. It's called Wilderness.
Just Wilderness.
And it like I said, you can find out information on ongodarts.org and look for announcements. You can also, we will continue in our social media at evoketherapy.com. We'll continue to provide announcements and upcoming events associated with the production, the planning, the showing of the play going forward.
Okay, so we've about run out of our time, but could you spend about a half a minute or a minute talking about, for people that might not be familiar, Evoke Therapy, what is it and what do you do? And then the next question is, how would somebody contact you?
Sure. Evoke Therapy is a wilderness-based therapeutic program. It's for young adults and adolescents with mental health and addiction issues. Our focus is on whole health. We also provide, and have started since we created Evoke Therapy programs, we have created programs for parents and families to go out into the wilderness for several days to go through what we call heroic journeys, these intensives. It's based on the philosophy of my book, The Journey of the Heroic Parent. So we have high adventure programs for families and young adults. We have programming for families and their children out in the wilderness. And then the bulk of our program is wilderness therapy, primitive living model, whole health focused, and helping people go through a healing process by experiencing great compassion from their therapists, from their staff members, from each other, and that's generally our focus. You can go to evoketherapy.com to find out more about our program and to find out what we have to offer.
Okay, so, and if they, your phone number there, if they want to talk to you about this program or anything about Evoke, that would be the information to contact you?
Yep.
All
yep,
right.
You can go to evoketherapy.com and contact us. Yep.
Okay, well, very good. That's very intriguing. I don't know, maybe it'd be worth a trip back there to in the inaugural showing of this next year. Well, thank
I
you very much.
I hope that we have lots of people that would love to have you.
Yeah, well, I'll keep that in mind. Well, we've been talking with Brad Reedy, Dr. Brad Reedy, owner and clinical director of Evoke Therapy Programs, and talking about the upcoming play film that they're working on. It'll be released next November, I guess, next year, called Wilderness. And the title we've been talking about is Wilderness Therapy is Seen by the Arts. Well, thank you very much, Brad, and lots of luck in this.
Thank you, Lon. Thanks for having me.